welcome back into episode 17 of Hawks Huddle. Jacqueline Kula here, Mark Askinet. Also, subscribe if you are watching on YouTube. We thank you for everybody listening on Radio Laurier, airing there. And subscribe, give it a like. We really appreciate that, always on YouTube. No interview this week. We did have Sam Ocho last week. Really enjoying the interviews we've had lately on here, Jacqueline.
They've been good.
Yeah, I know Ocho had a lot. How did your mom respond to the Ocho sort of interview last week?
Oh, she was so happy, especially just the things that he was saying about me, like really like made her day. I saw like some tears in her eyes. I think she was like very, very happy, especially getting those shout outs. She loved. So she loved it. My whole family actually loved the interview. My brother, who doesn't even watch any football, doesn't care, was loving it. I showed it to him. He'll usually watch like a few minutes of, you know, Ronnie Lott or Drew Pearson, like NFL legends. But with this one with Sam, because we kind of talked about so much more than just football, he was so into it, which was really nice for me to see.
Yeah, he was. I mean, he had like a heart of gold, right? I mean, he yes. had a heart of gold. And yeah, we encourage everyone who didn't see that to check it out on our YouTube channel, Hawks Huddle Podcast. Just drop a like as well if you could. But it's definitely an interesting interview. And he touched upon a lot of things. Did you watch The Bachelor with his brother this past week?
I watched, and he was so good, Emmanuel. It was quite the episode. I don't know if you've been hearing about some stuff with it, but it was quite the emotional episode, very different than usual. It wasn't Chris Harrison, but honestly, I don't think the Bachelor Nation needs Chris Harrison anymore. I think it's time to bring in some more people, and Emmanuel is used to having tough conversations like he does on his YouTube channel. So I think that was needed in that kind of episode because of everything going on with, you know, the winner of The Bachelor. There was a lot of things that came out about her past, so it was very important to have a Black man do it, first of all, and then someone who isn't afraid to ask the uncomfortable questions. So very well done. It was Sam Ocho's anniversary as well, so it was a very fun day for the Ocho brothers Monday night. And yeah, we got a lot to talk about today. We got Myers Leonard's situation we want to talk about a bit, NFL free agency trades, and maybe a little bit of draft, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the NFL is a lot is going on, a lot of money getting thrown around in the NFL. Just contracts from here and there. Jacksonville, my team had the most cap space. They've made some moves, but yeah, we'll probably delve right into NFL free agency. Then we'll start there. Like you said, Jacqueline, we'll probably touch a little bit on Myers Leonard. Maybe preview a bit of the draft as pro days and stuff go on. But yeah, let's start with free agency. And I kind of wanted to start it with the New England Patriots and kind of the moves that they've made, Jacqueline.
They are signing everybody. Yeah. Like where did this come from? Every single, I don't know, athlete, every single football player is signing with this Patriots team. I don't know. And Cam signed, how much did he sign? He signed, for 1 year, 13 mil or something, yeah. A little bit over 13 mil. So they're, I don't know what this plan is, but they got tight ends coming in. They got big names coming in.
Well, I think that's the big question. And obviously Belichick was upset with not making the playoffs and going 7-9 last year. And you can see all the moves he's made, but that's the big question is Cam Newton, who struggled so much last year, do they really believe in him? Do you believe in him, Jacqueline? I mean, they like you said, they've added tight ends. They added Nelson Aguilar. They're trying to build around him. But is he the guy?
I think it's tough with Cam because you know, he was so good with that Panthers team when they went to the Super Bowl.
MVP.
He was the MVP. He kind of choked in the Super Bowl though, but MVP, like Superman, couldn't believe what I was watching. And then he kind of just went a little downhill. I think it's really just about the guys he has around him. You know, in Carolina, he had Greg Olsen, right? So he had this like big tight end. Now in New England, he doesn't have Gronk, right? Gronk went with Brady to Tampa Bay. So maybe, you know, adding these other receivers and tight ends is going to help him. But it was only a 1 year deal. You know, they're not committing to him yet. This is kind of going to be their trial run almost. Exactly. But I do believe in him though. I do.
Yeah, and he goes into his second year with the Patriots. I mean, if you look at New England last year, I mean, the roster that they were playing with was not good. Yeah, like the receivers. I don't think many people would be able to name much of the receivers on New England or the tight end on the Patriots roster last year. So, you know,
yeah,
you kinda,
I couldn't.
Exactly. So when you're evaluating Newton, you kind of have to take that with a grain of salt. And that's why they had to make all of these moves. New England also signed Matt Judon. They got Kyle Van Noy back, Jalen Mills, making a lot of moves on defense too. So it's a team that is going to be back, I think, in the AFC for sure come next year. But
I think so.
Kind of moving on with that, Shaquille Griffin signed to the Jaguars, 4 years, $40 million. And the biggest signing of the free agency was Trent Williams, 6 years, $138 million to San Francisco. He got paid, Jacqueline. Wow.
That's a lot of money. Wow.
And this is for a tackle who missed all of 2019 with Washington and then came back last year and played really well. And nearly $140 million contract now. San Francisco is going to protect maybe Jimmy G, maybe somebody else. Who knows?
I don't know. Yeah, what's happened there with Jimmy G? Like, where is he going? Is he staying in San Fran? I thought there was going to be a possible New England trade, bringing Cam in San Fran. Well, that's not, you know, official yet. You know, same thing happened a couple of years ago when the Giants signed Odell for all that money and then we traded him away. So, you know, Cam's not safe, I don't think. Cam's a bit, you know.
Talking about quarterbacks, just real quickly there, I think we kind of have to mention the Bears what reality is for them and what they kind of wanted, what they perceived. I mean, they perceive Russell Wilson. They wanted Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Reality is Andy Dalton, I guess.
Andy Dalton, man. But Andy Dalton, I believe, is better. My dad was telling me some stat how, like, he has won more games than all of these Bears quarterbacks or something, like, in the past couple of years. I don't really know what it was, but I don't know. And Andy Dalton was Cincinnati's guy for all those years. You know, he's not a bad quarterback. I think he just needs a good system, and Cincinnati never really gave him a good system except for AJ Green, who recently signed with Arizona. But I don't know if Andy Dalton's our guy, but is Russell Wilson just out of the picture now?
Yeah, I don't know, right? Like, is he going to stay? I hear a lot of talk about Russell Wilson leaving maybe next year if they have another, you know, if he struggles again and gets sacked a lot, you know, because that's what he's upset about, getting hit.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, you know, as an NFL quarterback, you're going to get hit, though, right? I mean, I understand his concerns, but, he kind of has to, I think, stay with Seattle. And I never saw a move to Chicago happening. Obviously, the reports were that they aggressively pursued Russell, but I don't see Seattle moving on from him. He's been their guy. So Andy Dalton, though, like you said, I mean, he had all those years with Cincinnati and played last year for Dallas. He didn't even play too bad in a backup role for Dallas.
He was good, yeah.
So, you know, the Bears, they have a good team. Again, Andy Dalton, is he going to be the starter? They still have Nick Foles there. So there might be a little bit of competition there, but it's definitely interesting. The Bears, the coach, both Nagy and the general manager, Ryan Pace, are going to be on the hot seat for sure. This year, if that move doesn't play out. So another move for the Giants have been making some moves. Leonard Williams, 3 years, $63 million.
Yeah. That's huge. We got him back. We just signed, I think, Mike Glennon.
Yes, former quarterback. You don't want him.
So I'm sure he'll be our third string or second string or something. But right now the Giants are in talks with Kenny, Galladay, wide receiver from the Detroit. He's someone that I want on my team. You know, if there's a player right now that's on the market, a wide receiver, he's the guy I want. But who you know, Giants have not been nice to me with this free agency, or in the past couple of years, I've not been making the signings I hope so. So who knows what's gonna happen, but I want him, man. I want him.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have been awfully kind of quiet in free agency. You signed, like we said, we signed Leonard Williams, 3 years, $63 million, big deal, and you had to sign him up. I remember talking with License Plate Guy, and he was so excited about Leonard Williams. But yeah, you guys have been kind of quiet outside of that. And Kenny Golladay, there's apparently some mutual interest there. That's who I wanted. And
yeah, Jack, of course.
We got his teammate. We got Marvin Jones, which is a pretty solid receiver. He's 31. Kenny Golladay, I believe, is 27 or 28. Yeah. I mean, he's in his prime. I think a lot of teams, I'm surprised he's still on the board. Free agency kind of started on Monday, the legal tampering period.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised it's Thursday now as we record this and he's still not signed, because I think he's a really, really good player and you guys might be getting that. And that would help you out a lot too, because outside of Sterling Shepard, you know, who else do the Giants have on that receiving core outside of Sterling Shepard?
Well, we got Darius Slayton, who's also Slayton. He's great, but we need like a, you know, because we had Odell for a couple of years and we kind of need a guy like that again who's a game changer. And I think Kenny can be that. So that, you know, I really hope we do get him. But speaking of New York teams, the Jets are currently in talks with Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yes.
That would be pretty big. And I'm pretty sure that Juju, his quarterback in college was Sam Darnold. So yes. I don't, like, does this change things with the draft? Does this, you know, like, if they sign Juju, you know, because Sam is a good quarterback, I think. I think he just got unlucky with the team he was put on and with no help.
No help. Exactly. It goes to what we were saying about Cam Newton. I mean, the Jets, they don't have a running back. They didn't have a receiver. They didn't have a tight end. I mean, they have nobody else on offense. So it's so easy to push blame to the quarterback, of course, but you know, they deserve a little bit of help, like you said, right?
I think so. So I think if they do sign Juju, I think they got to give Sam another try. Juju was also a game changer. He can really become a leader on your team. So I think if they are going to sign Juju.
I think so too. I think it's a match kind of made in heaven, because like you said, obviously Darnold playing at USC, Juju playing at USC, but Juju, I think he would like the big market. I mean, he played in Pittsburgh, but I think he would like the New York Lights, playing for the Jets. He's kind of a little bit of a cocky sort of guy, Juju. We saw the videos of him.
The TikTok dances. Oh, yeah, he'll be doing the dances at, like, Times Square. You know,
he's
playing in New York. Like, that's where he wants to be. A guy like that with that personality wants to be in either, you know, L.A., Miami, and New York, like, big cities, party cities, bright cities. That's where he wants to be. Like, I see Juju becoming an actor after his career, you know? Like, I see him doing something in the, or being, you know, an influencer or a YouTuber. Like, I see him being somewhere in the spotlight. So I think the perfect place for him would be New York.
New York.
Exactly.
Yep. No, that's for sure. A lot of receivers are out there. Like, it's been a slow moving market for the receivers. We talked about Golladay. We talked about Juju. There's a couple other names. I mean, Antonio Brown, Sammy Watkins, a couple other guys that are out there that, you know, were some of the top receivers, you know, years ago. Sammy AJ Watkins Green. Was, yes. I mean, AJ Green, who just signed, like you said. So a lot of receivers, I've been surprised to see how slow that's kind of moving, but kind of the way it's been going in the NFL here. We could switch and do a little bit of draft talk if you wanted to.
Yeah, then, well, I did just want to touch on J.J. Watt signed with Arizona. I don't think we talked about that at all. It happened a little bit ago. It's currently March 18th. Yeah. We've been having a lot of guests on. We haven't really been able to just to do our own football talk. But yeah, J.J. signed with Arizona, 2 year, $28 million, $23 million guaranteed. Big deal. I think that's huge for Arizona. Like, even if J.J. isn't at his best, that kind of leadership on your team can change the entire franchise with a leader like that, like a JJ on defense, Larry Fitzgerald on offense. Like, that's what you want. These are the guys that you want as your vets, as your leaders. So that's huge for Arizona, I think. And then some quarterback stuff as well. Some quarterback stuff.
I'll just quickly jump in on the Cardinals because it didn't I nobody really thought JJ was going to go to Arizona. It was kind of a complete surprise.
I had like Buffalo, I had Cleveland, I had Pittsburgh. Yeah. Arizona was nowhere in my mind at all.
Exactly. And like you said, Larry Fitzgerald being there, like two leaders. Larry is a free agent. I think they will re-sign him back if he wants to play another year, most definitely. But yeah, the leadership that Arizona has now on that team and what else they've been doing as well. They brought in Rodney Hudson, a center, a couple other moves. I mean, Arizona's doing pretty well, but wow, JJ Watt, what a deal. 2 years, $28 million. That's get out of Houston as well, which we know just awful Houston is right now, that dump fire down with the Texans. So they got to figure it out with Deshaun still. But like you said, we haven't really had this time, and we can sit here and bounce around so many different news items in the NFL because so much is going on. And we really haven't had the time, like you said, because we've had interviews in the past couple weeks that we really enjoyed. But yeah, we'll jump to a little talk about the draft, sorry, before we talk about Leonard, and that'll be it. The draft is about a month and a half away, about 5-6 weeks away. Jaguars still with the first pick. There's kind of no intrigue there. We're going to get our guy, my guy, Trevor Lawrence. But then the intrigue starts, like you said, the Jets, who knows what they're going to do. And there's so many other teams who might pick a quarterback or who might not pick a quarterback. It's going to be really interesting. How many quarterbacks do you see going in the top 10?
The top 10.
Because there is some teams, like Carolina might take a quarterback there in the top 10. Denver might not stick with Locke there in the top 10. Yeah. Even Atlanta with Matt Ryan, there's been talks about them wanting to maybe get somebody. And then there's the Jets. And so, you know, I know it's putting you on the spot a little bit. I can see maybe 4 or 5. I could possibly see 4 quarterbacks in the top 10, like, just because of the needs.
Right. Like, I think the best quarterbacks, I think it goes Trevor, 100% will be number one, no question. Justin Fields or Zach Wilson, I don't know who's at 2 and who's at 3. It's hard to say. And then Trey Lance and Mac Jones. I don't know if Mac Jones is, you know, there's a lot of talks about Mac, like Mac was playing for, you know, in the championship game. Yeah. But I don't really see him on a lot of people's mocks, him going high. No. But I think I'm going to say that there's going to be 3 quarterbacks going in the top 10. I'm going to say it's going to be Trevor, Justin Fields, and Zach Wilson. And I think Trey Lance will be top 15.
Yeah. Because it very well could be, because there are some teams, you know, picking 11th and 12th, I'm pretty sure, too, who might consider getting a quarterback. But, yeah, it'll be super interesting. Mac Jones is a really, really intriguing kind of prospect because he had such a great year for Alabama, won the national championship, had, like, 8 touchdowns in that game.
Yeah.
No interceptions, just played crazy. But I think a lot of scouts or what NFL teams kind of don't see in him is the intangibles, kind of, you know, all of the arm strength and the size. Like, you know, Lawrence is kind of built like a quarterback, whereas, you know, it's a little bit different for Mac Jones, who's only shown really this 1 year of playing well and doesn't have that size or the arm strength or some of the other intangibles. But he might be the steal of the draft. Mac Jones could be, because to have him ranked as the 5th quarterback, the national champion winning quarterback, as the 5th quarterback on the board, some team might be able to hold out or trade back and really get, you know, a guy who's going to start for them a bunch right throughout the years. So it'll be certainly interesting to see a lot of receivers in the draft. Of course, Devontae Smith, Jalen Waddle, bunch of receivers. It's going to be really exciting. I think it's in Cleveland this year, the draft. So I hope we'll probably have some guests in the next couple of weeks and do some more of a kind of draft talk as we get closer to it and talk about the prospects. A lot of pro days happening in the NFL as well. I missed the combine, though, Jacqueline.
That's what I was about to say. I missed the combine. I used to it would usually be like when I was in high school, it would usually be on during class. So I would always like put it on my phone and I would like take notes like during math class or something.
Yeah.
And I would take notes about like who, you know, Giants should be drafting. And then, you know, guys, you know, 40 yard dash and all that stuff. I would always like really like pay attention. I loved it so much, but this year, of course, COVID. It's different. Hopefully next year, I'm sure we'll have it back. It also does like ruin chances for some guys, like, because the thing about pro day is that's your second chance to show.
Yes.
Right. You got common and pro day. Now it's just pro day. Now you got one chance, which I don't think is right. So it sucks. It does suck.
It does. It does. I mean, the hundreds and hundreds of people, like I'm talking NFL, you know, scouts and GMs and stuff that come and see these players at the combine. I mean, that's took away this year. Right. And for the guys who aren't Trevor Lawrence or Mac Jones or the top name,
yeah,
it really hurts them. You're right. Like
it does.
They lose that opportunity. Right. So it is unfortunate. I was the same as you. I mean, always watching the combine. That shows you how big the NFL is. You know, all the fans just sit there and watch guys run 40-yard dashes in their spandex and
do right.
bench presses and stuff. But I miss it. I miss it. Hey. So we'll talk. Let's quickly switch to the NBA here. We didn't want to not talk about Myers Leonard on this show. So we'll kind of end with that. I know we wanted to speak on that. He got traded from Miami to Oklahoma yesterday, but a lot of controversy kind of surrounding him, Jacqueline.
Yeah, so he got traded. I don't think he's actually going to play, though, with the Thunder. I don't know how that works. Something, but they're going to waive him. But pretty much, if you guys don't know, you guys can search up. But Myers Leonard yelled an anti-Semitic slur during a live stream of him playing Call of Duty. The word is a derogatory word, towards Jewish people. I'm Jewish, so I know what that word is. But a lot of people don't. Like, did you know what that word was?
No, I did not know. No.
See, a lot of people don't, which is it's not a common word. That's why I'm Jewish, so I do know what the word is, but it's not a common word at all. Like I don't have ever heard someone actually say it, you know, like
right.
in person.
Nor have I. Right. But
exactly. So for him to, first of all, say the word, it means that he does know it. And he came out with a statement saying that, and remember, Myers Leonard is not Jewish. And he came out with a statement saying that he didn't know what the word meant. But then I saw a lot of tweets saying, well, if you don't know what the word meant, then why would you say it in such a, you know, terrible way? He was angry. Like,
well, his tone too. Yeah.
His tone. He was very angry. So he was just trying to, you know, find like a mean word to say. So he says, you know, the K word, without even like realizing it. So I think the way to handle this is not to, like, you know, we had Sam on last week and we talked about cancel culture with the Bachelor stuff. This is not something to cancel him for. He didn't do anything. He just said a word that wasn't right. And I think really just what needs to come out with this is just education. I saw Julian Edelman is also Jewish. He plays for the New England Patriots. Everybody knows him, you know, came out with a statement, you know, come over, let me teach you a little bit about Jewish history and why that word is a terrible word to say. So I don't think he's, you know, I don't want to cancel. I'm not saying that, like, you know, if I see him on the street, I'm going to, like, you know, give him crap. No, of course not. He's not a bad person. And like this, you know, maybe me like a couple weeks ago would have said something different, but having Sam on and then watching The Bachelor, having his brother speak on the things that one of the contestants did really kind of opened my eyes to, you know, being anti-cancel culture is more about educating someone, I think is important. So that's like the thing with Myers and Miami Heat owner, I'm pretty sure is Jewish. So sure that didn't, you know, he didn't really like that at all. And it also kind of, you know, he's not a great player either, Myers Leonard.
Right.
So he was really just a cheerleader. I always liked him just because I thought he was like a good looking guy. He just seemed like a fun guy. Like, him and his wife post videos of them playing basketball. Like, I always just liked him as a person. But this kind of, I think, ruined his career just because it brings more drama to a team. I don't think he's a bad person. I think he should get another chance. But I do want to see him, you know, put in the work, put in the education and, you know, I actually understand why what he did was wrong.
Yeah, no, exactly. I think, I don't know if I could say it any better. It's all about kind of education. Yeah. Like Julian Edelman penned that kind of open letter to him. And I think that's what should come out of it rather than, like you said, you know, just jumping, you know, to conclusions and just, you know, canceling him or saying he should never play again in the NBA or,
right.
You know, he has been suspended indefinitely. He was by Miami. I don't know what his new team is going to do. Oklahoma, I don't think he's going to play, though. And I believe he was fined from the league, right?
Yeah, 50. I think he was fined 50,000, yes.
Right. So he, you know, he's gotten a couple, you know, he's faced some consequences. You know, 50 grand might not be too much to an NBA player, but it's a 50 grand fine. And, you know, he's been suspended. He's not playing. So I think you're so right. And that's why, you know, we keep kind of saying it, but if you haven't seen the Ocho interview, he really drops so much kind of knowledge and advice. He kind of educates us in saying, yeah, you know, it's better to be anti-cancel culture. You know, Leonard did slip up. He was careless. Shouldn't have said that. Bad video. But, you know, you can't, you know, he's been in the league for a long time too. He's been in the league for, I think, over about 10 years.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, like it just comes back to education. Like we learned this last summer too, with everything going on with the Black Lives Matter movement. It was all about, we have to educate ourselves about why things are, you know, this and that. So it all comes back to education. And, you know, I don't know if you heard about this basketball announcer who said the N-word on, he was calling a game and he blamed it on, diabetes. See, that's a different story. Because first
of all, that is a much different story.
Word, very different word as well than the word that Myers said. Very, very different.
And if you were to watch that one, I don't know, did you see it, Jacqueline?
I heard a bit of it, yeah.
It was with pretty much intent, you know, like where exactly. Myers kind of, it felt like, you know, he's playing Call of Duty, right? This very, these very announcers, complete intent, you know, why are these people kneeling, right?
And exactly. And then he said the word. It is so different from Myers Leonard. Like,
yes,
like Myers didn't mean any harm. He, you know, maybe like he didn't, even if he did know the word, he didn't understand it. We all know what the N-word is. We all know why we can't say it. There's a history behind it. And for this guy to, first of all, say it, and then his apology, blaming it. You know,
Never heard his apology. What was his apology?
I gotta find this while we're talking about this.
Because if anybody were, and it was kind of viral, but you know, it was with complete, he was caught on a hot mic. He didn't think he was on air, and that doesn't make the scenario any better for him. Because he completely kind of said it with intent, as some of the women basketball players were kneeling before the national anthem.
I'm gonna try to find that.
So any apology that he has for that, I can't believe you're looking for it now. I can't believe you said diabetes, but yeah, any apology kind of falters there.
Yeah, so announcer who called high school basketball team racial slur blames his diabetes, which is like, if you know, like that, see, that's the kind of guy where it's like, you're no longer allowed in this sport. Myers is very, very, very different, first of all. You know, like I said before, the words are very, very different. I don't want to compare the words because, you know, the word that Myers said is not a common word. The word that this announcer said is a common word, and we know why. And it's a word that we know why we can't say. And there's a history behind it. Like we understand that as people.
And as much as we, you know, we've talked through this conversation here, as much as we've talked about education, there really doesn't need to be any education on what the high school announcer said. I mean, I think everybody knows, especially like you said, with what's gone on the past year, especially in the past summer.
Yeah.
I think everybody knows what that word means and what that word carries and a little bit of history about it as well. So there's no education there. It's a completely different situation.
Yeah.
Myers Leonard will be a really interesting to follow, though, as we go on. I wonder, like, I really wonder how it's going to play out. Like I said, because he has this fine now and the suspension. I don't know if anything else is happening. I mean, there's really not much to do. Like, I was going to say, like, is the NBA like investigating anything or looking at anything? There's not really much you can do.
I think it just comes down to you know, education, putting in the work. And like I'm relating a lot of this to Bachelor, because I learned so much coming from Emmanuel speaking on it and talking about this girl Rachel, who things from her past came up, and he said something how it's like, you know, I don't think you're racist, but it was something with racially insensitive. And I think that's very different. It's not knowing why she, like, there was photos of her going to like a party on like a slavery ground or something, plantation. It was something terrible, but I think that just comes with her not understanding. It comes with education. She grew up in the South. So very different as well than, you know, Canada. I think people who grew up in the South in America.
Yes.
So it, you know, it all, you know, I've said this several times, but it's education is key. If you're not, if you don't know what this word is that we're talking about, you guys can go search it up and you guys can go read about it. You guys can read about Jewish history as well. There's so much to learn, as you know, as a whole out of all of us. But you know, to end this conversation with Myers, I don't think he's a bad person at all. I don't think he is an anti-Semite. I don't think he should be banned from the league. I think he just needs to learn why that word is wrong, and you know, put in the work and just educate himself is key.
Yeah. No, exactly. And even if he were to you know, meet with Julian Edelman, Edelman mm-hmm. offered him that open invitation and just, you know, get better from it. That's it. You know, and I think we're on the exact same, like as you said in the beginning, you know, it's just educating and just getting better from it. You know, the guy's been in the league since 2012. So I agree with you when I say, you know, I don't think he's an anti-Semite either. But he slipped up there and he has faced some consequences for it. We'll see how that goes, but a lot going on. March is always fun. I love March. It's a busy time in the year, in sports, NFL free agency. We talked about that. Obviously the NBA and NHL, the season's rolling on there. Got my March Madness bracket out here, Jacqueline.
Oh, I made one. I have not been following college basketball or checking out I just totally just made up one from like a spot. I don't know where it is. It's somewhere on my phone. But yeah, I made it up. It starts tonight.
Well, so the first four play-in games are tonight. The bracket will start tomorrow and on the weekend, which is always exciting.
Tonight is Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I gotta watch that.
Of course.
I know you see me with all these sports things, and you think I never watch, you know, The Bachelor, The Kardashians, but I do.
Yeah, and that was the thing in the outro interview too. I mean, I didn't have much, you know, I haven't watched too much of The Bachelor, so I didn't have too much to say. I did watch a little bit of Emmanuel, and I did turn it on a little bit this past
week. Okay.
So what you are saying about Emmanuel, like, he really did a good job with it. From
he
what
did
I
great.
The five yeah. minutes that I saw, but 5 minutes more of The Bachelor than I've watched in my life. So
that's great.
Still, but maybe we'll go through our brackets and stuff next week and down the road as kind of I mean, March Madness is only like a 2-3 week tournament, but next week we can kind of maybe go through who we think will win or something like that. It's the most bet on sporting event of the year. So
it's one of the most exciting. I think like after Super Bowl, this might be my favorite sporting event of the year, because last year it was canceled, right?
Yes.
Like COVID hit. Well, yesterday was St. Patty's, so it's the second time St. Patty's was canceled.
Yeah.
And I'm in my second year of university, so I have not gotten a St. Patty's yet. But last year, I think I came home on the 15th of March, March 15th, 2020. And like, that was the last time I, you know, hung out with my friends. I did backyard visits this summer, but other than that, I haven't like hung out with my friends. Like we're very isolated. I don't mind it. It's a terrible thing to think, but like I've gotten so used to it, to like doing my own thing, being at home. But the one thing that I was really upset about too, other than being sent home from school, not having St. Patty's, was that March Madness was canceled. That was so heartbreaking. Like I didn't realize how much I was gonna miss it, so now that we have it back, you know, I'm so excited for it.
So excited. Me too. The buzzer beaters and the upsets and everything that comes with March Madness, just the way that it's scheduled. I mean, nothing better than that. I mean, you got like 16 games in 10 hours. They just one after the other, right? Like it's all perfect. You don't have to move. I mean, it's awesome. So that will probably do it though for us today. We hope to have an interview again for next week and continue the conversation on NFL and just a lot of things. Like we said, we talked more about The Bachelor and life in general, kind of with our last interview with Sam Acho last week. So we plan on kind of doing that more in the future with our guests, as we always have done But yeah, please, you know, give us a drop us a like, subscribe as well on Hawks Huddle Podcast.
Subscribe
yes.
is key, because I'm seeing we're getting way more views than we are subscribers. So if you guys are watching, just, you know, if you guys, like, it's pretty simple to subscribe to a channel. If you don't have an account, you just make one easy, and then you can subscribe so that, and you can put on your notifications so that you're notified every time we post. That would be great.
Yes.
Make sure to give this episode a like as well. We'd be very happy with that as well. So yeah.
Means a lot. It definitely does. It means a lot to us. So we appreciate it. If you guys do that, we drop these every week. We got one out, and also airing on Radio Laurier at 5 o'clock for everybody who kind of tunes in there. But we always encourage everyone, like I say, come see our faces, come see our jerseys, come see the setups. But yeah, Jacqueline, that's going to do it for this week. So we'll regroup. We'll be back at it next week. And yeah, drop a like and subscribe. Thank you for listening here to Hawks Huddle.